Hi guys, welcome back. Here we are again. I feel pretty good. I'm actually better that I'm here now. I've had some things on my mind that I wanted to talk about, and it's only been a few days, and yo, like this the speed of lightning that life moves at has been incredibly alarming. But before we get into that, before we get into the nitty-gritty, I want to do the segments. I'm thinking of doing something new. So I always leave a little Q&A bar like at the bottom of every video. If you guys want me to do something and incorporate something cool that you think would be fun for episodes, you know, I do my segments, let me know if you want me to add something. Like, you know, try to switch it up, try to be a little, you know, creative. But I want to know what you guys want me to do. So let me know in the Q&A box. It should be like, there's going to be one wherever you're listening. It'll be like at the bottom of the video when you scroll down while you're listening. But anyway, the song of the week. I was talking to you guys about Airbuds last time. Yes, last episode. And the questions are so fun. Somebody asked a question on there. What's a song that you can listen to over and over again and never get tired of? And guys, Elhay cooked. And when I say he cooked with the Bang Your Line, he cooked. It's on his EP, Aura 2. And I love like connecting with artists. It's like one of my favorite things because I know that being a smaller artist, you know, they do it for their people. They do it for their core audience. And back in 2020, when quarantine was happening and we were in the thick of it, I actually DM'd Elhay. You know, I love having me a conversation with one of my faves. You know, I told you about how I would talk to Eric all the time and how we used to DM back and forth and stuff. So meeting him was like super fun because he's the exact same over the messages. But I DM'd Elhay and I was like crying or something. Like I remember the day I was sitting on my basement stairs during quarantine because, you know, quarantine was quarantine. And I was crying and I was like, oh, this album, like it was on and it was just healing me from the inside out. I could feel it. It was like I was being rewired. Like I felt like I was healing listening to these songs. And I had DM'd him and I was like, you don't know how much this album means to me, how much it's gotten me through. And he was like, oh, you're the sweetest. Like I do it for people like you and da 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 da. So many of my favorite artists like followed me on my old page. I have an old, like my old Instagram, oh my gosh, please, it's still up. And that's the thing I hate. All my old Instagram pages, like they haunt me. None of them are gone. I mean, none of them, like the ones from when I was like 9, 10, they're all still up, but like I'm getting ahead of myself. It's crazy. All of my like fave artists used to follow me on that old account. I miss her. She was like a legend, but moral of the story is I got logged out of it, but it still exists, of course, because they can never just vanish. They always have to stick around, but I can't get back in them to delete them. But anyway, my favorite song off of this EP is Bang Your Line. It is like, if I'm ever down in the dumps, like he has so many different emotions on this piece. Like if I'm ever down in the dumps and I want to feel better, like I don't want to sit with my sadness, you know, we just need a little pick me up. This is what I turn on.
On time, flight 5602. I done traveled all day, had a long afternoon. Can't wait to see your face when I pull up on you. Yeah. You was talking all the things you gon' do. Can I come over? Can I come over? Yeah. You look just like a Leo with your hair falling over your left eye. Crazy, sexy, cool, baby, you the truth. Set the house on fire if you want to.
Come on, he's. Oh, guys. The whole entire song is like that. Let me play out a part that really gets me in my bag. Ty Dolla $ign is featured on this, by the way. Be so for real. Be so for real. Tell me that ain't had y'all moving in y'all seat, shaking y'all little hips. Guys, I love that song. He made that little smooth R&B track for the girls like me. I love it. But on to the next segment, the reflection of the week. I think that I've centered my like reflections around the episode topics lately because like, whenever I have a little revelation, I'm like, oh, this is what I want to talk about in the episode. So here we are. it's been a short, like, right now I'm recording this on Wednesday. The week we're, you know, over the hump. It's almost over, like, this is the end of the day. And from, like, the last time I talked to you guys, like, from Friday morning to present day, oh my gosh, I've been on, like, a roller coaster. And thinking about it, I'm still really resonating with what I talked about last week, like, how to not let things get to you, how to kind of just take some time, slow down, you know, understand that time is working with us and not against us. The way that we've, you know, constructed it to in society, it's definitely on our side. It is not, you know, it's literally in our hands. So as I've been taking that time to be slower, be still, be more kind to myself, I realized something about myself. And it's just the whole thing, I think, that I've just noticed, like, really has been put into perspective today, is nobody cares. Nobody is paying attention the way you are to yourself. Nobody's, like, checking for you, really. And honestly, it can either make you feel really bad or really good. And let me tell you why it's made me feel really good. Self-criticism is huge. Like, I focus on my, I hyperfixate on myself so much, like I know so many of us do, especially being younger. We're like, I feel like by a certain age, you just stop caring. And I don't know what that age is. I know it differs for everybody depending on what you do, who you are, you know, what field you're in. I think, like, you know, career-wise too, sometimes you really just have to care, like your whole entire career is caring about what people think of you. But it's not mine. It's not my path. It's just, you know, the position that I'm in currently, because as a young person, as an adolescent, especially in college on a campus with tens of thousands of people, you know, you see so many people, you want to kind of meet a certain standard, you want to be viewed a certain way, you want to be perceived a certain way. And I've talked about perception on here too, like, you know, the way you're perceived, sometimes you can care too much about it, and then that, like, hinders who you really are. Like, do you really know yourself? Do you really know who you are? Or are you paying too much attention to, like, how people see you? Like, are you showing them the real you? Are you giving them a chance to understand that this is who you are? Take me as I am, or don't take me at all. But I've let it get really cloudy sometimes. So I'm going to talk about the thing that has made me realize that nobody cares. And we're going to get very vulnerable, and we're going to get into the nitty gritty per usual. Let's go. So I told you guys that I was going to cut my hair off, and I did. I cut my hair off. I can't believe that I actually went, like, as I was doing it, I was like, there's no, like, I was like, oh, dang, I only cut, like, because I was cutting them off by the braid, because I had braids, and I was trying to grow out my damage. You know, I talked to you guys about my damage, if you heard that episode. If not, little summary, I cheated on my hairstylist, and I paid the price. I couldn't get in with her on my birthday, so, like, I just found somebody else here in East Lansing, and worst mistake of my life, like, being a little, like, literally would have worn my fro and ate the same, if not harder, but I don't know, I just wanted a little press and curl, like, that was the vision I had in my head, and it happened, but was it worth the end result? Absolutely not. My hair was, like, half straight, half curly. That's not who I am. I don't manage straight hair. I wasn't born with straight hair. And I didn't want to damage it further by, like, trying to straighten my hair again, like just conforming to the way that it was going just because it was damaged. I am big advocate for health over length. I've never cared about, like the way I will cut my hair in an instant just to, like, maintain health. If anything's straight, I see any piece out of whack, or I'm just being impulsive and I see scissors and I'm like, dang, time for a change. Snip, snip. I've never been shy or scared of cutting my hair, but, like, cutting all of my hair off is a totally different game, like, completely, as you could understand, you know, going from living my whole life with long hair and then, like, having an inch of it is not really, you know, like, it's a difference. So yeah, I cut it off, and I honestly don't really like it. I told my spam on IG about it first, and then I logged out of my account because I was overthinking everything. And guys, I genuinely think nobody even noticed. Like, if I didn't get them. I mean, nobody in my spam, I don't think anybody in my spam that had saw it at the time. I mean, I left it up before I logged out, but like at the time when I was looking at the replies, I don't think any of the people who saw it and asked about it go to my school. So none of them have seen it in person, and they haven't seen me in passing and been like, Jess, let me see your hair. Like, nobody knows. This is me editing in post, realizing that recording this episode and telling everybody this story is me telling everybody. So, you know, that was the plan. I was saying nobody knows and nobody noticed, but now I have let everybody know. And it's okay. I'm happy with my decision, and you guys were going to see it anyway. Like, I wasn't going to hide forever, but, you know, it was just funny that I said that. I have been walking around with this scarf on my head. Like, these little cute, somebody told me they like my scarf. They were like, oh, I love your, what did she call it? She called it a turban, but it's not a turban. It's just like, I tied it a certain way to make it look like that. And she was like, oh, I love your turban. It's so cute. Somebody else called it a bandana. And I'm just like, thanks, girly pop. Like, but nobody notices that I'm bald. And to me, it's like the biggest, like, wee-oo, like, I went from having braids to my butt to, like, prior to that, having tresses of hair, curls just going down my back, my fro, da 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 da, and now I have nothing. And nobody, they like, oh, cute scarf. Like, it's really so funny, but that proves my point. I was in my room, like, how am I gonna go outside? Oh, I look crazy. Like, this is a jump scare for, like, a lot of people, but it was a jump scare for me. Girl, nobody. I mean, it's day two going on day three, but guys, if somebody, to me, in my mind, I'm thinking, if I know somebody, like, has hair, like, I mean, I think I just pay attention to things, maybe, but if I know somebody has, like, natural hair, they're known for wearing their natural hair, as I was, and then, like, they got a scarf on, and we going, like, and I literally, because when you're bald, they can't see hair, there's no hair under this, there's no ponytail in the back, like, I have the scarf on, and that's it. And I don't know, maybe they think I wrapped it, but it would be like, you know what I mean, it's visible, like it's a change, it's a shift, but nobody has noticed. So I haven't said anything, and I'm not gonna say a word because I'm still trying to, like, accept it myself, and, you know, accept the fact that I'm now someone who has very short hair, and I've had long hair my whole life. It's not a trial, it's something that I've committed to, and here I am, because it's for the overall, like, the greater good. I know that I'm not somebody who can have hair like this. I didn't want straight hair, like damaged hair, not like this, but hair like that. It's just short and curly. It's like literally the only thing that is here now is the new growth from January to present day. So, like, I cut everything, and, like, I just have to be okay with that, because I know that in the end, I want my curls. My crown is, like, a symbol of power for me. I don't know. Like, I was overthinking it, and I was like, oh, you know, this is just too much for me. Like, I don't look the same. But, like, respectfully, nobody cares at all. Nobody is checking for you the way you might think. And I don't mean it in, like, a nobody gives a damn about you way. I'm just simply saying, like, your overthinking is getting in the way of your quest for peace, and it's stopping you from being happy with yourself. Like, if I, like, all day just looking over my shoulder, worrying about, like, not owning it and worried about if people notice or worried about if they don't like it or not, what would that get me? You know, like, I feel like that would hinder me 10 times more than it would help me. And in conjunction with that, I thought back to, honestly, a few months ago, to a time where people were talking about me and word got back, and I was like, ooh, like, it kind of cut. Y'all know that? Because at the time I hadn't cut my hair, but, like, the song and Janelle Monáe herself really helped me. I thought about her. I thought about my Black queer queen, and y'all know that song, I Like That, by her, where she was like, I remember when I cut off my perm and you rated me a 6. I was like, damn, like, I heard these people talking about me, and I was like, damn, like, oh, okay, you know, it kind of hurt, and words get to you, like, sometimes that's just how it is. I don't think it'll ever be a thing that we outgrow, but it's a thing that we can take in, acknowledge, and brush off, because I remember when she said, like, how dare I ridicule a version of myself now, like, how dare I judge me for where I'm at because other people, what, they miss the old me. They don't think I'm living the way that they want me to. You know, at a time where I gave people too much room to have an opinion on me and gave it room to bother me, like, that was messing with my mental well-being. My hair has been a thing that I've really cared about my whole life, and but also what people thought about it, you know? Like, the discourse present day bothers me too. Like, they would always say, oh, Jess, your hair is so good. You have such good hair. You have such good hair. And the history of that, we need to clock it. We need to clock that tea, because that's not a compliment. Like, it's not cohesive to the entire Black community. No, my hair is not good because it's mostly type 3. It's not good because it was long. It's not good because I was versatile in styling it. It's good because it's Black hair. Like, Black hair is good. People were like, oh, like, I envy you. Like, my 4C sisters were like, oh, your hair is so great. It must be so easy. First of all, no, it was not. No, it wasn't. It's not. Everybody's experience is different. And you might see something, just like with people, you know, day-to-day lives, you know, you see people on social media. That's a highlight reel. Y'all see my hair after I do it. You don't know what I did to get here. Like, it looks like it's an easier thing to maintain because it's, you know, looser. Sure, okay, I don't have to detangle the same way that somebody with 4C hair does, but I have to detangle. I have to take care of it. And you're not taking into consideration, like, the porosity. Does my hair maintain moisture? Does it soak water in easily? I could be standing under the shower head for 30 minutes before I can even start working with it. Like, this is just Black hair. But that's the thing about it, it's unique. That's why it's good. It's not good because it's loose, because it's long, whatever. It's just good. And I didn't like that discourse around it, but low-key, I kind of took that, and I gave myself, like, this little superiority complex. It really gave me an ego boost in high school when I won class hair, and I don't know, like, I was really concerned about what other people, you know, thought about me. I loved my curls, and I took care of it because I loved them, but, like, to me, my crown was just a symbol of power, and then I gave some of that power away. It still is now, even though it's short, and that's why I decided to take this, you know, into my own hands and not let anybody, you know, hopefully never let anyone mess it up again. But I didn't like the damage. It was a problem that I wasn't going to deal with, but my problem truly lied in, like, me letting other people's opinion overpower the ultimate goal that I had with my own hair. I put my opinion on the back burner, and I really wanted people to, like, pick me, you know, pick me, class hair, like, my hair's the best. Like, I honestly think, like, sometimes class things like that can be a little harmful, and it's just, like, it's cute and fun for the moment, and, like, yeah, I was known for my hair, so, like, I won it, but I was focused so heavily on people's opinions, and, like, when I cut it off, you know, or when it was damaged, someone actually said to me, like, first of all, we're in college, baby. We passed that. Like, I've been a big advocate also of letting high school die. Like, let's leave the high school mindset back there. We graduated in 2023. It's 2024. We're almost halfway through the year. Let's leave that back there. But somebody was like, dang, RIP class hair. Baby, yeah, a big time RIP class hair. Now I'm bald. Like, it is what it is. And it does not matter to me anymore, because after the consideration and after walking around these past couple of days and literally nobody knows, nobody noticed. I really just think that's so funny. I paid far too much attention to, like, whether or not people noticed this about me, because it's so irrelevant at the end of the day. And really, things like this are all about perspective. You know, I said you let yourself have the power to let whether or not people care about you make or break you. And, like, if you think about it, like, oh, nobody cares, boo-hoo, or, like, nobody cares, yay, you can do whatever you want. Once you realize that nobody cares and it's your decision and your life and you have to live with the decisions you make, things get better. And that's the thing about change. You must get used to it because it's eternal, and other people might not like changes you make about yourself, but get this, you have to. You may not be currently in love with where you are in life, what you look like, present day circumstances that are happening to you, things that are just out of your control, because let's be honest, life gets crappy a lot of the time, and especially, you know, people being in school and stuff, like, we're juggling school and jobs. I know everybody's, like, really overwhelmed right now, but it's about honoring you at every single stage, blocking out the noise and focusing on who's stuck with you You have to live with yourself every single day. So stop over-obsessing about the past or future versions of you that don't exist yet, because the only version of you that currently matters is the one that's happening today. The past you made you who you are, but today, the person that's going to make you tomorrow in 10 years, in 20 years, is the you you're stuck with right now. Don't hate yourself. Like, you have to say, okay, I'm not where I want to be or where I'm going to be, but, like, the decisions that I make today make my tomorrow, so you got to start somewhere. And that's the thing with self-love. It doesn't stop. And I'm sure everybody knows that Rihanna quote, the little, what do I do if I don't feel good about myself? Fake it. Because what's the alternative? Like, hating yourself, feeding into that narrative that, you know, you have to be what a certain idea that society, a box that society puts you in, or if you're not that yet, because that's not how things work, that's not how time works, that you're not, you know, you're lesser than. You can't get there if you don't try every single day. Without this version of you right now, you won't get the future version. You're carrying them on your back right now. They're not here yet. So your present self is the mold. Don't pay too much attention to other people's opinions, because, baby, if they care, like for real, they really care, they got too much time. They should be working on bettering themselves too. And if they are hating and they care more about you than they care about themselves, let them hit rock bottom alone. They are not focusing on themselves. Let them fail alone. You're trying, and that's all that matters. That's been heavy on my heart. It's the thing that I've been thinking about this whole week, and a lot of things have been really heavy. You know, here and there, things just get like that. But with that realization, things have felt a little lighter. Like, the things that I tell you guys about are things that I'm currently struggling with, I'm battling. I'm sure there's someone that's listening. I know, like, my friends listen, so there's someone out there that's my age, living a similar life as me, carrying some of the same identities, like, you know, being Black, being a woman, being queer, in a battle with mental health, or just trying to make it better, getting to know yourself, trying to unpack and identify trauma and just get to a place of knowing real peace. You know, that's why I say the things that I do, and that's the point behind Read Your Mind. I know some things that you guys may not say to yourselves, or, like, it might be a little thought that you have in the back of your mind and you just haven't talked about it yet. I'm going to talk about it with you. I'm going to talk about it for you, because I do that for myself. Luckily, present day, I don't have to drive myself crazy and, you know, hyperfixate on things, because I have a therapist and she can unpack some of my stuff for me. Love Courtney. Courtney, I love you. If you're listening to this, girl, I love you. But, you know, I feel like I'm actually touching someone. I know that somebody out there needs little reminders. You know, we might know things. You might have acknowledged this before. I'm sure you have. But, you know, maybe you just needed a reminder that nobody cares. Cut your hair. Wear that outfit. Put those shoes on. And I swear, you might get a look or two. But like I said, let them hit rock bottom in peace. Don't let nobody stop your shine, halter how you're going to live your life, because you are the one in those shoes. You're the one in that outfit. You're the one with that hairstyle. And you're going to look good either way. And the future version of you is going to thank the version of you today that didn't care about what people thought about you. Okay, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is another very short episode. And I know a couple of people were like, Jazz, we were spilling the 45, 55 minute episodes. Like, you know, what happened? But guys, the more I, you know, realize, wow, like, these things don't require that much thought. They really don't. So they don't require me to, like, say much either. This is a general consensus, and, you know, I just really hope if anybody else was feeling like it, then my short, you know, sometimes people don't have that much time, then my short summarization of my feelings could touch you in a very short period of time. Like, I feel like 20 minutes is all you really need, you know? 20 minutes is all I needed today. So I really just, like, I'm in the middle of my day. I'm not done with it yet. This was on my mind so heavy that I really just needed to get it out and get it down. So thank you guys so much for tuning in this week. I appreciate you and I love you. And I will see you next week. And I'm pretty sure that I'll have another burning, itching desire in my mind upon reflection to talk about something else with you guys to help lighten the load for the rest of your week and the weeks to come. But a big thanks again to everybody who tuned in this week. I will see you guys next week. Bye.